Worldview, Myanmar Buddhist Separatists in Rakhine State Kill 13 Policemen. By John J. Xenakis on January 5, 2019. This morning's key headlines from GenerationalDynamics.com. Myanmar, Burma, Buddhist Separatists in Arakan Army in Rakhine State Kill 13 Policemen. EU considers revoking Myanmar's trade preferences because of Rohingya genocide. Myanmar, Burma, Buddhist Separatists in Arakan Army in Rakhine State Kill 13 Policemen. Ethnic Rakhine people in Myanmar, Giti. Myanmar's army has just recently completed most of the job of genocide and ethnic cleansing of Muslim Rohingyas in Rakhine State, forcing hundreds of thousands to flee for their lives to neighboring Bangladesh, where they are trapped in refugee camps. Myanmar's army began committing atrocities including torture, rape, beatings, and slaughter, burning down entire Rohingya villages, targeting the Rohingyas, as early as 2011. But they crossed the line into full-scale genocide and ethnic cleansing after an August 25, 2017, attack on Burma police outposts by the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, ARSA, killing 8 policemen. At that point, Burma's army began full-scale clearance operations, sending hundreds of thousands more Rohingyas into Bangladesh. With most Burmese Rohingyas now in Bangladesh, and with most Rohingya villages burned to the ground, Burma's army may have thought its job was done. But now they have a new problem, and they are launching clearance operations again against a new group, ethnic Rakhines. Ethnic Rakhine rebels, claiming to be part of the Arakan Army, AA, which is a Buddhist ethnic Rakhine army, as opposed to the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, ARSA, which is a Muslim ethnic Rohingya army, killed 14 prisoners of war in 4 police stations in Rakhine State on Friday. This has prompted the army to launch localized clearance operations this time against the ethnic Rakhines. Clashes between AA and Burma's army in recent months has already forced an estimated 2,500 people to flee from their homes because of the violence. Many of them are sheltering in local Buddhist monasteries. Myanmar officials said that 4 police posts in northern Rakhine came under attack from hundreds of Arakan army fighters after daybreak on Friday, killing 13 and injuring 9. And triggering the army's new clearance operations in the area. Reuters and Special Broadcasting Service, Australia, and AP and Asia Times. EU considers revoking Myanmar's trade preferences because of Rohingya genocide. Trade unions in Myanmar are begging the European Union not to revoke its grant of trade preferences to Myanmar. After months of pressure from rights groups, the EU is considering punishing Myanmar for the blatant violation of human rights referring to ethnic cleansing of Rohingyas and the failure of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi to resolve the crisis. EU's trade chief Cecilia Malmström said in October, "Our trade policy is value-based. These are not just words. We have to act when there are severe violations." However, trade unions and workers' groups in Myanmar say that over 1 million workers might lose their jobs if GSP is revoked. According to Mong Mong, chairman of the Confederation of Trade Unions Myanmar, CTUM, over 700,000 workers from the garment industry and over 400,000 workers in fishery industry will lose their jobs and their families will be in trouble. We don't want to see this situation. So, we request the EU not to revoke GSP. Withdrawing GSP would also have a significant impact on foreign direct investment since investors who invest in Myanmar to gain access to the EU export market will no longer be attracted. Cardinal Charles Mongbo, Archbishop of Yangon and the country's first cardinal, said, "I am completely against any form of sanction or embargo against Myanmar. Experience shows that this type of measures only harms the poorest sections of the population. They will suffer the consequences, certainly not the rich and powerful." An EU review team visited Myanmar in October to assess the situation but has not yet issued an opinion. The same team is also considering withdrawing GSP for Cambodia because of substantial and increasing human rights violations under the Hun Sen administration. Fiber 2 Fashion, Myanmar, and Mizima, Myanmar, and Reuters, October 5, 2018, and Asia News, Italy. Related articles. Genocide of Rohingyas in Burma, Myanmar, appears to be almost complete, August 27, 2018. Devastating UN report on Burma shows scale of ghastly atrocities by Buddhists targeting Muslim Rohingyas, February 4, 2017. Maktila, Burma, violence has echoes of Kristallnacht, April 5, 2013. Burma's, Myanmar's, leaders may be inspired by Pol Pot's Cambodian killing fields genocide, September 29, 2017. Generational history of Burma, Myanmar, September 26, 2007. Human rights protests of Cambodia and Myanmar. Burma, overshadow Australia ASEAN summit meeting, March 18, 2018. Keys, generational dynamics, Myanmar, Burma. Rakhine State, Rohingyas, Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army. ARSA, Buddhists, Rakhines, Arakan Army, AA. European Union, Cecilia Malmström, generalized scheme of preferences. GSP, everything but arms, EBA, Hmong Hmong. Confederation of Trade Unions Myanmar, KTUM, Card Charles Mongbo, Cambodia, Hun Sen. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.